All right, it's muggy out already. Let's bring in the mugster himself, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Listen, yeah, you don't blame me with this stuff, that's for sure.
It is muggy. You know, it was muggy yesterday. It was building, but then all of a sudden, late in the afternoon, it seemed like in like an hour, it went from muggy to, okay, this is really humid. It happened late in the afternoon, and this morning, once again, it's like a wall of humidity out there.
There is nothing redeeming about this weather. You can say whatever you want. And nothing at all. And I would take, and I know you differ with me here. There's not many things we differ with, folks. But he differ with you. I would take the winter over this any single day.
Never.
I know. But I would. I'd rather go outside in 10 degrees with a wind blowing than have to go through this. And both extremes are dangerous to the body.
But, you know, I'm sitting in here with a nice, light, golf shirt. I got shorts on. I've got these little sockets that go into sneakers, so it looks like I'm not wearing socks. I can just, you know, put these on. I can go outside, get in my car. And if this were wintertime and it was 15 below, I'd have, what is it, the long johns, pants, a shirt, a sweater, a coat, gloves. I'd get out of the car. I'd have to get out of the car, take it all off. It's just a matter of convenience.
Well, I don't know. You may say it's convenient. It's really a matter of taste because, again, either way you look at it, it's dangerous. This heat wave that's coming in this weekend is dangerous. And, you know, it's like anything else. You're in your car, you're air conditioned, you're on a road, it's, 95 degrees outside, the traffic is murder, the car has to work a lot harder to keep the engine cool. And that's why they overheat and the whole bit. And in the summertime, your body's no different. You know, your body has to work harder to keep it cool if you're outside, and especially if you're doing physical activity. You know, like all of the nobodies that think that, hey, I'm 20 years old, I'm in great physical condition, and there's no problem with me jogging Saturday and Sunday morning, even though the temperature is 80 and the humidity is 100%. You keep pushing your luck. Because you're not doing the body any good. You take a break, and I mean you don't do it until conditions get better. So the heat wave is not today or tomorrow. The heat wave starts on Friday. Today, a warm front approaches. It's humid, showers, scattered thunderstorms. Some could be severe. We'll be watching for that. In the middle 80s, showers and storms, low 70s tonight. Cloudy and humid, showers and thunderstorms, only near 80 on Thursday as the remains of Barry go by. Then you get to heat it up, partly cloudy, hot, humid, low 90s, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Oppressive heat and humidity, 95 to 100 each day. And if there is going to be a thunderstorm, the best chance would be later Sunday.
All right, so that means my Friday night, 6 to 8, will be a warm one out at the Sharon Playhouse underneath their awning as they open up Beauty and the Beast. And that's the story of Jill Goodman and Marshall Miles. Starting
Beauty and the Beast, and that's Friday night for you, right?
Friday night. And then Saturday, I thought I had something to do Saturday, but, at 66... it all goes one way to the other. But the good news is that today through the weekend is the Dover Fireman's Carnival. Today through Saturday, the Canaan Carnival is underway at Railroad Days. There's a real nice fundraiser, a pulled pork palooza tonight going on in Canaan. So all these activities that are scheduled are set up with actually – nice summertime weather that people, especially in the evening, when you go to these carnivals in the evening where the sun isn't out, and it's warm, and you can hydrate yourself and have fun.
Well, that's what I would prefer in the evening. You wouldn't catch me at a carnival during the daytime, but Your temperature, by the way, Friday evening, early Friday evening, will be in the mid-80s. Mid-80s, and the humidity will be well over 50%.
So the probability of perspiration will be 100%.
That's correct.
Well,
That is correct.
that'll keep people away from me on Friday then.
Yeah, I would imagine so. What can I say, folks? I mean, it will temper down on Monday. Front goes through on Monday with showers, thunderstorms, low 80s. And then hopefully, it will be as bad Tuesday and Wednesday. Tuesday and Wednesday, we should still be, so I would say 80 to 85, and the humidity will be lower. So definitely by the middle part of next week, it will be a lot better. So that is what we are up against.
All right, now,
Not
so
thrilled.
what's
And
the
I'm not thrilled. I got to go to the Cape. You think that's a big deal?
I think you'll have fun on the Cape.
I don't think so. Just thought I'd tell you that.
Well, or you're going with friends, right?
Yeah, I still don't think I'm going to have fun. It's too hot. I'm not going to want to do anything outside and nothing.
Well, is the place air conditioned where you're going to?
Oh, yeah, she has, it's a house.
Oh, well, there you
She has a
go.
house.
So stay inside and play Parcheesi.
I'd rather stay home.
I know, but you can't.
I know. I'd have to stay home than to drive 5 hours there and 5 hours back.
Right,
That's the way I look at it. Hey, to each his own, I
now
guess I'm going,
how
but
about this, Pat? Our
yeah.
people are going crazy. In Connecticut, there's a lake in Connecticut, I forget where it is, where a 1-foot-long alligator has been spotted. Obviously, somebody had a pet
A pet
alligator
alligator.
and put it in the lake. Now, it's only 1 foot now, but if they don't catch the poor thing, it's going to grow and it's going to be a problem. And then look at Chicago. There's an alligator, a large alligator that's floating around in one of the rivers. What is the matter with people? What is the matter with people? Well, because you don't get these things don't get in the rivers and lakes by accident. They just don't. I just don't
But
understand.
can they survive in the
Sure they can.
rivers?
All they need is food, a food source.
But I thought they had to stay in fresh water.
Well, lakes are. And the rivers are. They're not salt water.
I guess so.
Yeah. They're not salt water.
Right.
They get plenty of food sources, and the bigger they get, of course, the more food they need. But it's just you why do something like that to the poor? First of all, the poor animal, where it's
Right.
out of its element. Why do that? And then why do it to people that would like to use the lake for other things and not have to worry about an alligator? Oh my God. That's the
Could you
last
imagine?
thing I want to be doing is swimming in a lake and have an alligator come up and say hello to me. I
I
mean,
can't believe
you
that.
can't even go to the ocean now without worrying about sharks, so now you have to worry about alligators and lakes.
Really?
Give me a break, I tell you. People are just plain crazy nowadays. That's it. That's all I
And
can
there
say.
was also, I think somebody also spotted a some sort of a jellyfish that was bigger than a man.
Oh God, yeah, there's a picture of it. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's a huge jellyfish. I mean big. Big, 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 big.
Yeah, I mean, what is going on?
Maybe they'll make a motion picture out of it.
I was just going to say, maybe this whole series Stranger Things is not so strange after all.
Jellyfish meets Godzilla and King Kong.
Oh, how is your Godzilla's, I think, pretty much out of the movies already.
It's got about another 2 weeks, and then it comes out on to I've already pre-ordered it, so I'll have it in about another 2 weeks.
So it wasn't a huge box office hit, that's for
Sure,
sure.
oh sure it was.
Oh, it was?
Oh yeah, it made hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. The international, you combine the international box office with the yeah no it did okay at the box office. It's got a built-in.
Built-in fan base.
Yeah, it's got a built-in. And it just never goes away.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, yeah, Godzilla, King of Monsters. It opened up. It opened up. It's first of all, its first portion. It brought in $379 million, and that's just in the United States. That doesn't include another $500 million, so $800 million, so it's fine.
Not shabby, really.
No, not shabby at all.
Yeah.
Well, we're out of time.
Okay.
All right, I'll see you Godzilla tomorrow morning.
Yeah, you got it. Okay. Bye, King Kong.
Goodbye. Pat Pigano this morning at the Weather Center here on Robin Hood Radio.